When you take responsibility, you take the power back. Because if you keep saying, okay, well, that person didn't work out, I'm just going to fire them, just the wrong person. All those things are true. And you also need to grow as a leader. Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz Faircloth.
And this is Andressa Ghidelli. Today, we have a mini-sode for you where we're going to talk about the questions you can ask yourself before you fire somebody. And here's the reason why we're talking about this. We don't want you to rely on your feelings when you are firing somebody. So we're going to give you objective questions so you don't fire too quick or take too long to let go of somebody. Let's get started, Liz. Not going to hold it back. And then we're going to break it down. How about that?
I love this topic, Andressa, because as we scale, as we grow, whether it's one person or two people, whether it's an accountant, doesn't have to be an employee, everyone's going to have to let go of someone on their team at some point. So I just love this topic. So get ready.
It's not a matter of you have a handful of properties or if you're really on the three digits, right? It doesn't really matter. Real estate is a people business. So it doesn't matter if you have a handful of properties or if you're scaling to three digits. It doesn't really matter. At some point, you will have to fire somebody. So as a leader, it's very important that you have very objective ways to do that. So you can fire yourself and somebody else do it. That's the goal. All right. So here are the questions you should ask yourself and we're going to break down. Did you provide a clear scope of work? Do you have clear KPIs in place to make sure the person understands what success looks like? Did you provide feedback, adjustments? Is this person taking ownership of the task of the department? Right? Is this person taking from your plate or adding more to your plate?
Ooh. It's a good one.
Right. So let's break that down very clearly. What do I mean by all of that? So the scope of work. The scope of work in a nutshell is the breakdown of all the tasks that this person needs to do. Do not assume that what you say is what the person is also assuming. So in writing, I'll give you an example. Manage social media. What does that really mean? What does that mean to you, Liz?
Oh, that's a good one. That is such a good point. Manage social media. Manage social media would mean whichever social media platforms we're on, I'm going to own, if you will, ensuring that the, you know, the content goes up on time, it's properly formatted, it's tagged properly. I don't know all the specifics because I'm not a social media person, but I would assume that's what I would say. Is that right?
Well, there's no right or wrong.
Right.
Right. And each person will have something different.
True.
But if you break that down, who is supposed to create the content? Who's supposed to think about the content that needs to be created? How often you should do it? How is this being communicated? How is the baton passed to one person to another? Right? All the details that embodies that, what comes before and after something goes up. Do you need, you're talking about reports, right? Because you need to know if it is working or not in this case. Is it a weekly report? Is it a monthly report? And we're going to talk more in details about it. But think about all the tasks that goes around. But you might say, I don't know all the tasks, right? Do your best, research, use ChatGPT or any other AI that can give you more accurate support. And guess what? As you keep going and as you grow, you will adjust accordingly. So it's not something that you need to get it right. There's no such a thing. Okay. How can you measure those things? So let's use the social media example, right? How often does it need to be posted? Is this person posting 3 times a week as planned or not? What is our growth plan? Are we looking at different formats? Are we having comments, likes, shares, subscriptions, all of those items that measure the progress? And we can say, wow, we are succeeding, or no, we are not. The problem is when people don't set a guide. Okay, this is where we're at, and this is where we want to go. Ideally, you're going to post multiple times a day, but that is the ideal, the best case scenario. All right, right now, we are not posting. How about if you start posting once or 3 times a week, whatever that measurement is, you're measuring against yourself. Otherwise, it gets too big, Liz. When we start comparing ourselves with others on what the ideal should be, then we do nothing. Right? But that is the measurement. You need to make sure that you are clear on what that is. And the person is also clear on what that is. Otherwise, we're going to have delusional people. They feel that they are doing great. And you're like, what the hell? I don't understand. So it's all about communication at the end of the day, right? Really setting up the expectations and the guidelines for people to succeed. Is this person taking responsibility and ownership for the task? This is crucial. And I didn't learn this, I think, the beginning of hiring people. It was late. So let me break that down. Before I do that, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that I turned one of my first homes into an Airbnb? It's true. And it even helped me get the extra income I needed to launch my real estate career. So if you want to try your hand at making even more income with your property, Airbnb is the place to be. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Top real estate investors love to talk about how they save so much on taxes. But how are they able to build rental property empires while skirting Uncle Sam? 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges allow you to defer capital gains taxes while you sell an investment property, exchanging your old property for a bigger, better one and avoiding the tax man while you do it. And that's where First American Exchange Company comes in. They're the leaders in 1031 exchanges. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, First American Exchange can help you with simple rental property exchanges, complex commercial real estate investments, reverse exchanges, and more. Don't let your taxes eat into your profits. Visit First American Exchange Company at firstexchange.com or call them at 800-556-2520. That's firstexchange.com or 800-556-2520. Keep your money in your pocket and propel your portfolio further at firstexchange.com. First American Exchange Company does not provide tax or legal advice. Consult your financial, real estate, tax, or legal advisor about your circumstances. First American Exchange Company. Safe, smart, secure.
So Liz, share with everybody here, when we say ownership, what do we mean by that?
Yeah, ownership. And then we it's interesting, right? Because ownership has a lot of meanings as real estate investors. But ownership of a task really breaks down to owning the fact that the task gets completed. And then if you go further, that there's multiple steps there, right? Owning the task, meaning defining the task, assessing what needs to happen in the task, and then ensuring that those kind of sub kind of tasks, if you will, all get completed. I want to say, though, owning doesn't necessarily mean that you are doing all the thinking or the doing of all those pieces, but you're in charge of ensuring it all happens in a timely way, in an agreed upon way. And if it doesn't, it's you're taking full responsibility for it.
Yeah. And I love when we keep using this word, this language, because the goal here is not for you as a leader to own all the departments and all the tasks. That's not working. Right? And leading every single thing. When I say that, is that I am in a position right now, I want to be led. I want to hire people that are smarter than me, that know more about the task that I do, and they lead me. They have pride. They have ownership on that department that they can really make my job very easy at the end of the day, and they run with it. You got to get the right person in place that have that mindset, that have that grit in them. And there are people that you can develop into that, right? So please make sure you have that mindset. Otherwise, here's what the scenario that you don't want to get into: a micromanaging situation where they ask your help. The more that they ask your help, more than you help them, more than you help them, more they ask your help. And that is a script that does not work. That's why a lot of people don't want to build a team, because they think that that's how it should be. And it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this person taking tasks out of your plate, or it's adding more? And let me give you a quick disclaimer here. When you hire somebody, I usually give about like 3 months of a transition period, right? During that 3 months, it's more of a hands-on. The person is understanding the company, the task itself, you, all the above, right? So during those 3 months, there's a lot of like you in it with the person. After that, they should ride the bike on their own. They should not be needing you to hold them at every single step, right? So just keep that in mind and take it with a grain of salt, depending on where you are with this person, right? But if the person is not taking more things out of your plate in terms of the decision making and coming to you with options and really like making your job much quicker, it's not the right person for you. And I don't want to make, I want to make sure here that we are not just blaming the person. As a leader in your business, the way that I hired 5 years ago is not the way that I hire now. And I think a lot of investors underestimate the skill set, how important it is, the skill set to hire and fire team members, right? I am seeing things now that I did not see before. And if you're growing a business, you will have to fire people that are not growing with your mindset. It is just, it's going to be very, very clear when you have a weak link and you are really taking your company to the next level. So those observations is like not just the person, oh, that didn't work. Okay, that person didn't work. What else didn't work? How can I take responsibility as a leader here on next time when I hire somebody that I can prevent that from happening? What really small tasks can I do at it right at the beginning to really like test this person out and see how this person thinks, how this person solves problems, how is she bringing the information to me? It's all important and it's all growth across the board. So don't feel bad if you need to fire somebody. Of course, do it with kindness based on very objective factors, but also taking responsibility for yourself and learning the things that you need to learn in order to do better moving forward.
Absolutely. I just want to add the last part. When you take responsibility, you take the power back. Because if you keep saying, okay, well, that person didn't work out, I'm just going to fire them. It's just the wrong person. All those things are true. And you also need to grow as a leader. So then the revolving door isn't happening, right? Because it's like the person who keeps seeming to get into a relationship with the same type of person, right? Who's the constant? So the key is, how do you change that narrative? And yes, all the things I think you said, you hit right on the nail. And like you said, taking responsibility and saying, what could I have done differently during as well, not just at the beginning, is essential so you don't repeat.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for a guide, a step-by-step guide to hire your first assistant, I encourage you to join us on June 2nd to 4th at InvestorCon. We're coming to Austin, Texas, and one of our keynote speakers is Anna Lee. She's going to break that down for you and really give you the step-by-step for you to hire with confidence. Anna Lee was also one of our podcast guests, episode number 410. So check her out. And I will see you in Texas. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.